Those ongoing North Korea nuke talks ended today in Beijing. Delegates from the U.S., North Korea, South Korea, China, Russia, and Japan didn't really manage to agree on anything except that they'll meet again in a couple of months. But there certainly were other developments. Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate, where his subject is often North Korea. He joins us from the studios of WNYE in Brooklyn to offer his analysis. Fred, let's start with North Korea's announcement yesterday that it's ready to test a nuclear weapon. That would at least settle the uncertainty about whether they have one, I guess.
It depends what news reports you read. Some news reports noted that while the North Korean delegation made that threat, they also said that they would be willing to dismantle the nuclear weapons if the United States dropped its hostile attitude.
Why do the North Koreans sometimes seem to hang tough and then say that they're willing to negotiate almost exactly at the same time?
That's part of their negotiating strategy. Their whole approach is to split the opposing sides. There's a slogan in North Korea. They call themselves a shrimp among whales. And how does a shrimp survive among whales? It baffles the whales. It divides them. It tries to seek divisions. It probes weaknesses. So that's what they're doing. And this is going to take a few months, maybe several months, to work out.
Do you understand from news reports so far the North Korean position for these talks any more clearly, what they want?
Well, they have said for many, many months now that what they want is some kind of non-aggression pledge from the United States and the resumption of economic assistance. We have said we're not going to do any of that unless you get rid of your nuclear weapons irreversibly first. A lot of what these negotiations is going to be about, assuming that there is sincerity on both sides here, is timing. Who does what first? How does either side make sure that what the other side says it will do or will not do is real? You know, North Korea, all they have at this point is a nascent nuclear weapons program. That is the sum total of their bargaining leverage. They want to make sure that they don't give it all up and then have the United States attack them afterwards.
I guess the question is, how nascent or how real is that program? Because the Koreans seem to say very clearly, we've got the bomb, we could declare ourselves a nuclear power at any moment. And they said that in these talks, presumably because that's what they want everyone to know.
I think there's genuine uncertainty over this question, even within Western intelligence agencies. It's been said that they may already have one or two nuclear weapons. What that's based upon is an estimate that the last time this happened, they reprocessed enough plutonium to possibly produce one or two bombs. Whether they actually have them is unclear. They are clearly doing some reprocessing of fuel rods now. Certain chemicals have been detected in the air, which would indicate that. They claim that they've reprocessed all 8,000 fuel rods that they had from their nuclear reactor. That probably is not true. There hasn't been enough time. How many there are between 1 and 8,000, though, I think is anyone's guess.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.